and welcome to a special edition of Friday Night Daytime After Dark at 6 p.m. West Coast time. I'm so excited. We are going to be talking to the very lovely, beautiful, sexy Jay Harlow. You remember her on Days and Sarah, who was so good for Lucas. So good for Lucas. And also, from the Bay, and she has some upcoming movies. So let's welcome Jay Harlow. Woo!
Great intro, thank you.
Well, you are beautiful and sexy.
Thank you.
But I mean, I always thought they, you know, so have you for on the most beautiful.
Because
you know you all. And, you know, I will say this again. You need to go back a day. I know you don't have any control over it. I know.
Yeah.
But I miss seeing you, like, every day on something. I mean, I see you on the Bay.
Yeah.
When I can. And, you know, sometimes seeing those at your computer is bad for the back. So.
Right.
Do you think it will ever come on Hulu?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that, actually. Since the Bay won the Emmy this past Daytime Emmys, we have been in negotiations for distribution. How it's going to work out, where it's going to happen first, that all those deal points are still being worked out right now. But that is the hope coming off of the Emmy to make the leap to something like Hulu, because when we were nominated, another Hulu show was nominated, and to be able to take our micro budget and be able to, you know, win with that up against, you know, a big corporation like Hulu and what they can put into a show is a real victory. So we're hoping it behooves us, and we're hoping to land somewhere. Hulu would be great, but we're looking at several different avenues, and our creator Gregory J. Martin is kind of leading us into that direction.
Well, I think it would be a good idea because especially the older generation and the people that don't have computers, which a lot of people should be having computers, you know, I mean, I think that would be a good fit.
Yeah, and especially with the definition of web entertainment shifting. I mean, it's very confusing, web entertainment. You know, Netflix is streaming, and Hulu and Amazon, they're all streaming, but it's more of a television environment. And then, you know, other outlets like Flip that we're on, it's just a different viewing experience, your access to it. So we're hoping to make the leap, but it's a strange time. You know, right now we're in the middle of, like, this new shift in television, and we still have, you know, some of the older people that watch this TV and don't want to tune in on the computer. And then we have a younger generation that watches everything off of their telephone. And if they're not watching, you know, Vine compilations and laughing at that instead of television, then they're tuning into certain web shows. So we're kind of caught in the middle of the changing winds.
Well, yeah, I think that is so good because it's good to know it's heading in that direction because, you know, I know a lot of people want to see the web shows, and, you know, sometimes, you know, some of the web shows cost money, and people are like, well, if they just had on TV, then they could afford it because it would be on cable, Hulu.
Right.
I want you on Netflix. That's my
That would be the holy grail. If we could pull that and that is our aim, that would be phenomenal get for us. And I think for Netflix too, because, you know, we definitely are offering what such a broad daytime audience has been hungry for so many years, but with a new spin on things and a new way to do it. So I think it'd be a great fit.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And thank you.
How is everything on the Bay going for you? Are you back? I thought you were back taping. Oh, are you going
right
to be back?
Right after the Emmys, we went into production right away within a few weeks, and we shot for a little over 2 weeks, right around that time, and we are using that new material to try and help us make this leap. And we have a tentative release for September, whether it will be The Way You've Always Watched Us, which is for free on Blip TV or at thebetaseries.com, or whether we're at a new venue like a Hulu, Netflix, Amazon situation will be determined. But there should be something new for everybody in September. And things are going great. The show definitely gets better and better with every passing season. And I think the new material that will be coming out, we have a lot of really powerful, powerful performances that, you know, I personally don't see a lot on daytime. I can shout out to a handful of really good friends of mine who bring it every day when they go to work, and generally Eric Martsoff, both being two of those incredible talents. But there is some incredible talents on daytime, but, you know, The Bay can go a little edgier, a little darker. We don't have any censors like network television. Yeah.
You could go all naked and all the time. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We could. Thank God we have the talent that we don't have to. But we very well could. Which is not to say that, you know, shows that go naked like a True Blood don't have talent. But fortunately, we are the best of what censorship would force on networks, but being able to push the edge a little bit because we have that web. So we're a little more cable-driven.
See, yeah, and that's what I love. That's what I love about it. And, you know, I love it, Amelie Bethard, on the couch with you. I love that you, this guy, if I'm not mistaken, Kimberly from Days of Our Life, Patsy Peace, one of our favorite people here.
Dude,
she's been on a couple of times, and love her.
She's a wonderful, lovely human being and a great talent. Great talent. Yeah, I love Mary Beth. We've assembled Gregory J. Martin has assembled a really amazing group of great people and great talents that genuinely support each other and get along. And although Mary Beth is our matriarch, we have such a talented supporting cast that you'll see coming new to the Bay this upcoming season. Like not just daytime, we're talking prime time, we're talking film, we're talking old favorites. You'll be like, oh my God, I love that actor and I haven't seen them. And oh, I'm thrilled I get to see them on the Bay. You'll get a lot of that this season, which we're really excited about. And you'll get to see Mary Beth interact with a lot of them, which is really exciting.
But so you cannot tell me, my audience, like who do you guys have planned for surprises?
I can tease a little bit. When we last left off, Lily Melgar, you know, from GH, she was thrown into the back of a van after a drunken stupor, having, you know, had her heart broken. And so we pick up from what happens after a woman is in that situation, and we deal with the topic of race in a very, very real and honest and respectful way. And Lily does an incredible job at the performances, so we pick up from there, and that's very exciting. And also, where we left off was Mary Beth Evans, her character Sarah Garrett, was being arrested at her own daughter's funeral. And so when one's arrested, they go to jail. So we follow Mary Beth, we follow Sarah Garrett into jail, and you get a bit of a Bay version of Orange is the New Black. We get to see Sarah experience
meets the Bay
jail environment for the first time, yeah. And
she
meets all kinds of great characters in the jail.
You know, I think that is so awesome. You know, you kind of can do that, like, you know, and Orange is the New Black meets the Bay and whatever. I think that is so exciting, really, really exciting. I've been thinking, when you were Dade missed the mark, because I always thought you and Brady, Eric Madoff, could have been together, could have been hot, could have, you know, had like a kissing scene for me, you know, this, you know, do it for me.
Do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, I love Eric. I love Eric. I think he does an incredible job at playing Brady. Potentially Cheryl could be a good influence on him. But I am so thrilled watching Brady, watching Teresa and Brady, watching Jen Lilly just wreck shop and put on a clinic every episode. She's so talented and a lovely human being. Both of them. And also, Eric's my brother on Passion,
yeah.
So that might be a little strange to kiss my brother.
Well, I just thought it would be awesome because, you know, you guys would probably have the, I mean, come on. You have a chemistry with the paper, babe. Come on, babe.
Thank you.
So
that's
all
sweet
you
of
have
you.
To
thank
do
you.
Is act with the paper bag, and you will win.
Thank you. You're very sweet. Thank you.
Well, we have a lot of phone calls because everyone knew you were coming, and I know we only have a limited time tonight, but
yeah, I'm
why
sorry
you
about that.
Get...
I should explain to your listeners that I'm in New York, and so out here it's quite late. It's after 9. I have an early flight back to L.A. tomorrow, so I'm sorry to cut it short.
Oh, no, that's okay. Why did you pick the earliest time? And I mean, I feel sorry for you. I would be, like, not a good person to wake up at that time.
well, fortunately, it's a long ride to the airport. God willing, they wake you up when you get there. Of course they do. And then it's a long flight back to L.A., so there'll be plenty of sleeping on the plane. But it's time to get back to work. You know,
how
back
New
to
York?
It's
how
great.
New
it's
York?
The first time it's great. This is the first time I've had a chance to like kind of be a tourist in New York a little bit. All the other times I've been here, it's been, you know, entirely work oriented, and I haven't had a chance to like hang out with my friends out here. But it's a cool city. It's very cool.
Did you go like, oh, you should go to this, if you didn't, there's this hot cocoa place in New York, and it's supposed to be really good, I don't remember the name, but it's supposed to be really good.
All the food here has been amazing, and I've gotten really good at chopsticks since I've been here.
Oh, well, see, and that's good, and, is there anything else you will be working on before I, take calls?
A film I shot, months ago, my memory leaves me, called On the Horizon, directed by Pascal Payant. We're out right now. We're doing the festival circuit. Our first festival is the Fantasia Film Festival. It's one of the biggest in the world, so we're very, very excited about that, and to get audience response on the film we worked so hard on. And I just shot an episode of CBS's Zoo. It's the animal apocalypse. So that was amazing. That was incredible. And it was a chance to play something that no one in a million years would ever consider me for, except for this one time I get to be a badass, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I love it when you get to play things like you normally, you know, don't get to play.
Yeah.
And a lot of my viewers are asking me when you are going to be in the TV show The Zoo on CBS.
Yeah.
How many episodes into it are you?
I am episode 10. What just last aired this past Tuesday was episode 2. I come in at episode 10, and I'm in a lot of episode 10. I can't wait for you guys to see it. It's very exciting. So Zoo comes on CBS at 9 p.m., and you got to tune in. I would guess it would air sometime in September, depending on if it's preempted at any point. But episode 10, so I'm... numbers equal math. A few weeks.
Well, I can't wait to see you in it. I'm like, when I found that out, I'm like, oh, that is awesome. That is so awesome, I think. So
it was a lot of fun. Great cast.
So, I better get two calls or they are going to have my neck.
Okay.
Let's see. 954, you're on the air.
Hello, is David?
Hello.
Hey, David.
Yeah, finally got due. Yes, thank you. I want to say I love you on Passions. What was it like
thank
to work
you.
On Passions?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a trip. You know, not often do you go to work generally, or especially on a soap, and think, oh, I'm going to work with green screens and slime and blood. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the show from beginning to end. I love that show. Yeah, it was a great show. And I'll be a character.
I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
I said I love that show. I watched from beginning to end.
Oh, right on.
And I think I love your character. What would you like to work with the witch? Juliet Inglis. Ellie Mills. What was the name on? Tabitha.
Oh, yeah, the witch.
Yeah, Tabitha.
Yeah, Juliet Mills. She's great. Her and Josh. It was a really good cast. Tight group of people.
Yeah, I agree. Rest in peace, Josh. We miss you.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking my question. Thank you.
Of course, and thank you.
Thanks, David. I will put you out on hold.
Sorry about the background noise. I'm literally out on the street in New York.
That is awesome. I always wanted someone to do that, so. That is okay.
Like people talking in traffic and clubs and bars and
that is awesome though. That is awesome. Block calling you on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Matt.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I didn't think I was on the air. First off,
yes.
I'd like to say that. It's a privilege to be on the air with the best actress in the world, in my opinion.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much.
And, like, I've tweeted to Jade many times saying I've been following her career since day one. And, in fact, back in high school, I used to pop in the VHS tapes when I was at school, baseball practice, whatever, just to watch her shows back when she was on Passions. And I've been following her for about 15 years now. So, one thing to remind
you
to say hello.
You.
And, yeah,
I'm so glad you did. It's finally, it's nice to finally meet you, sort of, on the phone. Thank you so much for being so kind to me and for all your sweet support. It means everything. So thank you, Matt, very much.
Yeah, it comes easy. And like I said, there should be a Mount Rushmore. They have it for the president, so why not for actors? Even if they did, then you'd be front and center.
Oh, God bless you. You're very kind. Thank you, my darling.
I know you get all the other calls, so I guess I'll let you guys get to it.
It was nice to meet
you. And very nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
Take care. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in. I will put you on hold. Okay. Bobby, you on air?
Hey, Dave. Nice talking to you again.
Hi. How are you?
It's great to talk to you again because we talked a few months ago, remember?
Yeah, I do. How have you been?
Oh, I've been doing just fine. I just really, like I said before, I really missed you from Days because you left about the same time that Chriselle was about to leave.
Yeah.
And it seems kind of ironic because when I talked to you last, Chriselle had just finished out her run on Days. And,
and
just kind of just felt like with the fact that the way the storyline was going with her character and the way the storyline was going with yours, it kind of, was kind of just starting to get outside of the whole Wilson storyline, not that interesting to watch, but now with everybody returning back and with the 50th anniversary, it's now become more fun to watch.
Ah, that's
so
kind of you.
Yeah, I mean, since I probably asked a lot of questions the last time, I'll just want to just say that if you ever decide to return back to daytime, I wouldn't mind seeing you back on Days. I don't care if it's as Shirley or somebody else. Maybe now that Kayla is back on contract and Tash is coming back and Joe and Joseph, the baby boy Kayla is coming in there. Maybe a Stephanie recast, perhaps, assuming that Shelly doesn't return back.
I'm willing to throw my hat in. Until the daytime situation happens, because you know how far in advance they shoot. They're so far ahead. Like, it's a year later, practically, before, you know the casting of it. I will say you can catch me on CBS 2, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, episode 10. You'll be able to see me there first before you'll see me in daytime. But I still hold out hope. I miss Salem, too.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get a chance to check that out locally on our channel, because we got a CBS affiliate, and as long as there's no basketball game preempting it.
Because
our CBS channel will run ACC basketball when they have to during the wintertime. So as long as it's broadcast before the wintertime, before basketball season.
I think we sneak right in there, yeah.
Yeah. But as long as there's no tornado watches or warnings or thunderstorm warnings like what the Midwest would have. Because I've seen on CBS news channels people complain that they preempted Big Brother for a tornado warning. And I just hate to see the same people saying the same thing about this show. But hopefully the
ratings will be good enough. They'll rerun the show on a Friday if you miss it on a Tuesday. And then afterwards,
right. You
might be able to catch it on Netflix. So,
hopefully
something else will pop first. I don't know if it'll be daytime or not, but that's all I've got for you, my love. That's what's coming up next.
Well, yeah,
on Network.
But I'm looking forward to maybe hopefully checking out that show. You might have end up getting me hooked back on primetime television. So if I get a chance, maybe I'll check it out. Because I'm going to just, if not, I got on my cable service on demand where I can look back at the shows I missed, so I can probably just maybe get a chance
That's the way to roll, just marathon.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
But it was a pleasure to talk to you again. I just don't
Lovely
have
to talk to
questions.
You again. Thank you so much for your support.
And like
okay,
I said, you're welcome back to the days. Have a good night, Jada.
Thank you, darling. Good night.
Okay.
We have, you got time for one last call?
I got what time for one last one, yeah.
Oh, and I figured out where you should go in daytime. If you don't go back to dates, I want you on ZH. You know, there's hot guys who could be working with. And let me
doubt it.
Yeah, and let me put my BFF in Maggie on. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, I love this. I'm so glad you're on. I really enjoyed your passions. And
thank you.
And I watched those, but it
great.
Would be great if you could get on, like, Netflix or Hulu, because I get those on my phone. They would work. But you're not by a computer all the time. The web series, like.
I'm sorry. Car drove by, and I missed what you just last said. What was that?
You know, like with the web series, they would picked up on like Hulu or Netflix.
That's the goal. That's the goal. With what we just finished shooting, that was our aim from the writing process because alongside Gregory, I wrote the next two chapters you'll be seeing. In total, it's 8 episodes. Really, I'm proud of all of it, but I'm super proud and beholden to the first 4 that you'll see coming out. But that was the aim going into pre-production and development was to land somewhere, whether it's network or like an Amazon, Hulu, Netflix situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal, darling.
Great, because I take on my phone, I take everywhere with me, and it's so great. To see you in my hands, whatever.
Right.
That you'll miss the show, right? Wow, this is great. I'm so happy you decided to join us this evening.
Oh, I'm pleased to be here.
Mm-hmm. And God bless you. Have a safe trip to
wonderful
LA.
Oh, thank you, my darling. That's very kind of you to say.
You're welcome.
Zade. Zade, we wish we had more time with you, but I understand.
Me
because
too.
But would you come back anytime?
Anytime, yeah, anytime. I should free
awesome.
Up sometime end July. And if you guys want to chat after the zoo situation, then
we would.
Whatever's clever. Great.
Yeah.
We can break
and,
it down and make fun of me together. No, I'm kidding.
And just remember, relax, fall asleep, and make it to the airport.
I will. I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much. It was
a
blast.
Yeah, and have a great night.
You too, darling. I'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, this is as weird as you thought you would be.
Okay, that was Jay Harlow. You can guess the 25 interview if anyone missed it. I am bringing on Bobby, and I'm bringing on David, and I'm bringing on a block call. Block call, you on there? Block call?
Hello.
There
you are. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. How can we help you? Okay. Okay, guys. If someone is telling you on Twitter that you're crazy, should you block them?
Yes.
Oh, because, okay, the reason why I brought this up, okay, this whole thing with Jake being alive and everything, Jason is the father, and he never really signed his rights away. You know, everyone knew, a lot of people knew Jason was Jake's, okay? And for people to say, no, you don't have a fave, but in the past, Jason gave up, Jason gave his child away for look good. And they are saying, yep, Lucky Cedar was maxing this brand for Jason for sex in a simple plan. Maggie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here listening to this.
So I just blocked them.
It probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like, when they tell me, oh, I just started at the 50th so washing, I'm like, no. So we're coming, all soap chat. We are going to do a half an hour tonight. Because someone is tired, and I've been getting up way early all week, and that's not called the style. No, and it makes Carly a really crabby person. Okay, let's start with Bobby. Do you have any data about life breaking news or any breaking news thing?
No, I don't, and I just wanted to say, as I said earlier, as I've been praising for the last couple of weeks, days it's going to start getting watchable when because you have Bell back, you got everybody back, and it's going to be watchable. And like I said earlier today, it's going to be watchable again. And who knows if maybe Stephanie come back, whether it be Jay or Shelley or somebody else. It's going to be pretty interesting to watch once again. And I look forward to that in a couple of months from now. Maybe I should start watching it. And
yes, Bobby, you need to start watching. Bobby, we have this discussion every week. So Zeke's alive, and Maggie, can you tell the audience who said it from the very beginning?
Well, I've been here since day one. Since Steve and Jesse showed up at General Hospital. And I recall Jason Morgan, I'll say, is Jake's father, okay? But with his career, he was worried about the safety of the baby. So he thought it was safer for Liz and Lucky to raise him with their other boy. And it just, I don't know, it just gets me because he is the father. I mean, he's just not a sperm donor. He really wanted the child.
And I get mad that people say that Liz just wanted sex that night and whatever. No, that's not what happened. And you know what? Okay, people, do you remember that Lucky knocked her down while pregnant? But I guess that's okay.
It makes
me so mad. It makes me want to scream at the TV and scream at people. And so I'm sorry. My new form of if I don't want to deal with you on Twitter, I am going to, block you. Yeah, that's my new thing.
Mute.
Yeah, mute.
Don't do that to me, even if I'm just saying something bad about some other show I won't mention.
Oh,
don't do that to me.
Bobby!
We don't mean you.
Could you imagine
we don't mean you.
Last week?
Well, last
we
week was
you.
Okay, we last week was last week, Bobby, and you know what? It was a learning experience for all of us. So it was what not to do on Twitter 101. So really,
okay.
You know, we all, it's all good, Bobby. So, you
okay.
know, Days of our Life this week was amazing. Amazing, people. I love the Stefano. Oh, did you watch it today, Maggie?
Uh-huh. I'm not written yet, sir.
I was just busy running errands and stuff and paying attention to the news in South Carolina with the flag going down, so I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Mm-hmm. I was watching it too today, so, you know. It's just, I said yesterday that Abigail was pregnant, and today we have to think about it. Do you think she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens now to her and Ben's relationship?
I like calling Ben!
But I really want Chad to be the father, because I'm kind of prejudiced. Different.
Mm-hmm. I think he is the
like
father
Ben.
Of Chad. You think
I
he is the father
it.
Of Chad?
What did you think?
I think Ben is, Chad is the father. Be interesting storyline.
Well, yeah,
be
the but
every year.
Yeah, but you know, I really, really, really want to see more Stefano and more Victor. It has been like the most exciting thing in a long time that I've seen with them, and I just love that. You know, yeah, they are not always gonna be best friends and you know whatever. But if it comes to their family, they're going to do whatever it takes.
Join forces and do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, which is a good thing.
And what about Nicole and Daniel? I'm sure that a lot of people would want them together as opposed to Nicole and Eric because they saw what happened the last time with these two.
Uh-huh. I want Nicole and Daniel. I don't get my Nicole and Daniel, Maggie and I will be gone for 2 weeks to go to LA and straighten it out.
I'll be happy if Nicole and Daniel are together, but you got Chloe, Nicole's best friend, BFF, coming back,
right.
And Daniel's ex-wife coming back. You gotta wonder how she's gonna play into the whole thing, and
well,
wonder
number
if Jen
one,
might have second thoughts.
No, that won't ever happen. Number one, no, Chloe and Daniel are just co-parenting. Their days are falling in love all over, and Chloe won't be there for long. I mean, she's coming in and out, so she won't be there for like long. So. Come on, and Daniel and Nicole deserve to be happy. I'm gonna be
right.
unapologetic about it because
right.
you know
I
feel in love with you know
right.
I feel
so
in love
like
with
the them. I like the chemistry that Ari and Sean bring to the table because I have heard rumors that they're actually going out in real life, but I'm not going to confirm
really?
Them until I actually see them.
Wait, who?
Excuse me. Sean, Kristen, and Ariana Zucker are actually going out
yes,
in their life.
Yes, they are.
I have heard rumors about that, but I didn't know if that was actually true or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I thought it is true.
But
Paige is off the wall, I think. How do you like the story of Paige now?
I agree with you. I think she's just probably have just gotten clueless because after what JJ and Eve did, that's
right.
probably just ended any chance of Paige and JJ getting together. And then
okay.
with Paige, and then with the whole situation with her sister and Ray, I'm telling you, I don't know if it's tradition that's going on in that family between Eve, Paige, and Teresa or what, but it seems like they can't get a break with anybody because either Eve is banging JJ or somebody else or Paige or Teresa are just becoming more hopeless by the minute.
Well, right. But then again, you got to remember it's a soap, and if they are going to have obsessives, at the end of the day, I think Brady and Teresa will get together.
Right, especially if they want to support Tate.
Right.
Yeah.
Who do you think did the nanny cam on the smoke detector? Is that Victor's idea or Brady's?
I haven't been, like I said, I'm going to have to start watching it more often because I haven't watched it in a long time. So,
I like to know what to come up with. What you think? You have to watch it.
I enjoy Brady and Teresa. I really do.
Right,
and
I enjoy them too because they were perfect. And I even got Eric and Jen's Christmas song already downloaded because I'm getting sick of the hot weather and I want Christmas to come where I can just actually get a little bit
Bobby,
cooler.
Bobby, don't say that. Bobby, do not say you want the cold weather. Okay, yeah, well, I might have been complaining about the hot weather here, but I'd rather have it hot than freezing my butt off. And the way the hot weather's been here, I know we are going to have snow this year, okay? We haven't had snow in 4 years, okay? So I know it's going to happen. So, yeah, I don't want Christmas to hurry up.
Right. But I already got Baby and Cola, so I already downloaded and ready to go because it's Christmas in July for me. I'm just getting my early Christmas fix in July.
On Lifetime. No, Hallmark Channel.
Hallmark. And Hallmark's running Christmas shows and stuff like that. So I was going to watch the movie that Allison Sweeney was in a couple of weeks ago, but when I got a chance to want to watch it, I thought it was going to be on last week. It turned out that it was running nothing but Christmas shows, and I just figured it's Christmas in July, so I just figured it's too early for me to be watching Christmas shows in July. Even though I wouldn't mind watching Christmas Vacation over and over again because that's a funny Christmas movie. Same with Home Alone or A Christmas Story. Even if it's not the holidays.
Well, yeah. Oh, and David, did you watch Days? I forget. Do you watch Days?
Yes.
Are you enjoying?
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying Days. I'm enjoying Younger Restless. Younger Restless, the food. I'm enjoying Younger Restless so much now. Yeah.
Well, I want to say something about Y&O and
I'm glad you brought up Y&O because I got an interesting letter and picture from Gina, who plays Phyllis on the show, earlier this week. Because I shared the picture with Carly on the instant message on Facebook. So,
I feel bad. Forgot me.
Maggie, later tonight, I'll just try to upload it onto Facebook for you to see and for Carly to see. I'll try to upload it just for you.
Please.
I will. All right, I will. I like her.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
she
will. I just want to say also that after seeing, I haven't seen Y&O today, but all I'm going to say is, and I don't care if I get hate mail, Twitter's over there, I will never be on Team Victor ever again. No, thank you. No, thank you whatsoever. He knocked my guy out. Not out. But he did, and he left a bruise on him. How dare you, Victor? I told anyone if they lay a finger on you, they are dead. But since I don't want any feeling needs, like someone told me, then I cannot, you know, I cannot do anything. But I'm not happy with this. So, you know, I will watch it tonight, and then I will be screaming at them because I don't like Victor Newman over this.
Except Neil was trying to help because Nikki didn't want to see Victor, didn't want to talk to Victor, right? He was just the go-between. So to me, Victor had no right, I should say, to do that to Neil. I mean, he was just protecting Nikki. That's all he was doing.
Exactly. He loved Nikki.
Right.
Yeah.
He loved Nikki. He loved Nikki.
Well, I can tell you, if Eric, I can tell you, if Eric and Kristoff are trying to get Daytime Emmy nominee bids and trying to win Emmys next year, I think they might have just have started just with this story right here.
Thank you. I agree. Mm-hmm. They better submit there.
You do.
Because, yes. Neil is really
I've been saying that for years.
Because with the great acting on YNR, I was a little disappointed not seeing Melanie Thomas Scott, with the many years that she had, get at least one Daytime Emmy win. Now, she's been nominated one time, but I think Emmy people need to look at her very closely for a recent performance before they consider her as a nominee for 2016 Daytime Emmy.
You know what? The thing is, some of the actors don't... Thank you.
They work.
You know, so as much as we want to see our favorite people, if they don't submit, then you know they don't get nominated. Now, Mr. Bowles.
Right. I thought a couple of years ago when they did a whole hour with Nikki, I would think that would have been like Melanie Thomas Scott's best chance of getting a Daytime Emmy was when they did the whole show surrounded by Nikki. Because I thought that would have been her best chance to at least get a nomination as opposed to a win or whatever with the competition that was happening at the time, especially towards the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
She really brings it. I mean, her range of acting. And even like when her daughter was sick, maybe she wore no makeup, and she made herself look.
Yeah.
And she can do it. I mean, she's amazing.
Right.
And I know with
a lot of these actors, with Susan Lucci and Erica Swedes, both not in daytime anymore, and Gene Francis currently on GH, I think Melanie Thomas Scott is one of the, and Deidre Hall of Days are like one of the very few actors that are still alive that still can do their craft now as they did 20, 30 years ago.
Thank you. I agree.
Me too.
They haven't missed a step. They've still got it. They bring it all.
Maggie Mom. I like that. I sent you the picture of Zena and Bobby.
Oh, really?
On Facebook. Messenger.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carly. At least I don't have to take another picture or have to look through the files to try to see if I still have that or not. I do want to just issue a challenge, and I don't know if Gina listened to the program or not, but I'm gonna try my best to tweet to her. And just try to see if she can come on the show anytime soon, because that's what I've been wanting to talk to, because I admire her ever since she was on Dying Light. She returned back to One Life to Live, but haven't followed her.
I loved her on One Life to Live, too.
Right. She feels pretty good as Kelly, but she definitely takes away to what Heather has done as Kelly during the year, especially during the baby switch mystery that One Life to Live shared with
all my children. Oh, that was awesome. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was probably the best work that AMC and One Life to Live did. It's unfortunate that things went downhill after that, and they had to It has to get canceled and then move to
Bobby,
went to GH and stuff like that.
That had nothing, Bobby, that had nothing to do with it. To be honest, the moment they said AMC was going in California was the moment AMC got thrown under the bus.
Exactly.
What the moment.
Right, because I remember about three months ago when we had Alicia on the show, that I think we brought that up to her, and she brought it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly, when we had her back
so,
up
you know, that's why I say, you know, yeah, not every storyline is perfect. Sometimes on the soaps, it has, like, bad, good moments. We have full soaps left, people. Let's enjoy them. Don't complain when nothing is going people's way. I mean, full soaps down in 20 in the last 30 years. Come on.
Right. And we have guests who have talked on this show in the last few months about the future of soaps on the internet and stuff like that in the last few months on this show. And I've even brought my 2 cents about the four soaps and the success that soaps on TV is still having right now, because Lord knows if down the road, maybe 10, 15 years from now, we're going to be turning on TV and we don't find our dose of Days of Our Lives
in
General Hospital or anything
Bobby?
Like that.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby, do not say that. Bobby, apologize for saying that, because if the
okay,
soap's
sorry,
going
I'm
away.
Sorry. I don't think. I'm sorry, but I don't think that's going to happen.
But
if
the soap's going away. Well, if the soap's going away, I don't know what Maggie and I will do in our afternoons. And I have to get my Sunny fixed. I have to get my Neo fixed. I have to get my Daniel fixed. So come on. And, you know, the soap's all really good right now. And
exactly.
And
I know with the success that Pop has had with rerunning Y&R and Bone and Beautiful at Night, that's great. But why not bring back to Prime Time for a second day showing of GH and days like SoapNet used to do? Because after SoapNet went off the air, we had Pop to still deal with reruns of Bone and Beautiful and Y&R during the nighttime in addition to the daytime.
Well, to be honest, when SoapNet was on, I will record ZH twice a day. I will record One Life to Live once a day. I mean, twice a day. I will record I will record it twice a day. I've always been like that. You know, I have this whole thing about breaking news. I don't believe in breaking news. I believe
because breaking news varies, because what happens on the East Coast or what happens locally could be different from what happens in the West Coast and what happens locally.
Exactly. And, Bobby, I'm sorry, unless the whole wide world, is falling apart, wait until 5 o'clock and tell me at 5 o'clock. Why, Maggie?
Right. Because like I was telling Eddie the other day, just like with 9/11, when there was nothing to watch, fortunately enough, SoapNet was there with pre-recorded shows from the week before, which was a good thing to catch up and get to know some of the shows, and so I can just be able to find out what's going on before I started sending in comments and stuff like that to the producers and how much I like their product and stuff like that. And that was a good alternative during 9/11. But you're not going to see it. But these days, thanks to the internet and stuff like that, it would be more interesting. But I don't want to sit in front of a computer screen and then have to wait 15, 20 seconds for an ad to end before I start watching a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like maybe
so
I always...
Because if I wanted to see ads during a show, I would wait for an actual commercial, not during before the beginning of a show.
It's like Megan and I talk about all the time. Yeah, 9/11, no matter what, had to be interrupted, no matter what. But, But right, Maggie? But when they do,
right.
like, the fires and everything, they could do a crawl.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I
right
really believe they could really do a crawl and stuff. Why, David?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I will give you a prime example with what happened with Big Brother this week in the St. Louis area, because they had a lot of tornado weather warnings that preempted Big Brother on Sunday and Wednesday night. And they and people were complaining on the CBS St. Louis Facebook page of just saying get the weather off there so we can watch Big Brother. And I just want to remind people, it reruns on Pop. You get the After Dark five show and everything. Come on,
night,
get it live.
Oh, and that goes to my announcement, you guys. I'm in talks with having someone from the past Big Brother on this very show. I'm very excited. I mean, I'm not going to tell you guys, you know, who it is yet. I'm still in talks. And I also want to say we won't have a show next week or the week after, but we will be back on... the 31st, and also will be dedicated to the life of Anthony Geary. And
okay. All right. Well, I'll be happy to do that. And by the way, just between you and me, Carly, I will not call into the other guys because I don't want to be thrown off the air for good. But I do want to say that probably beginning on August 21st and running till at least the Friday after Thanksgiving, I'm going to be probably going to a lot of high school football games in the area, so I probably won't be unable to join you guys during
Bobby,
the last half hour.
Bobby, you're 3 hours difference, right? No, two.
Right, 3 hours.
So you might be able to catch the tail end of also.
Well, and that's what I'm going to have to do. If I might have to be able to call in, but after I just finish listening to how the other teams did in the area for some of the high schools and college, and with the college pregame for the Saturday, I might have to do, on the radio, I might have to wait till after their postgame show is done before I call in. And unless you have like a special guest like tonight, for example, and you have it on later, that'd be fine. But if I can just suggest a name. If you can get one of the Tom siblings, on Heather, David, or Nicole, that'll be just fine. So we'll try the best to see if Heather can be able to want to
Bobby,
do the show.
Bobby, all I can say right now is I'm working on something. That's all I can say.
Right.
That's all
I'll do my magic by just tweeting out to a lot of people. But with that being said, I hope you all have a good night, and we'll keep in touch during the next few.
David, I hope you can call back in when we come back on the 31st. A friend of mine is coming in town, and you know, so we might be going to movies and whatever. And so I just thought we needed, you know, it's not really a 2 week break. It's like a 1.5 week break. That's how I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I guess he will.
I'm sorry, Carly. But I was expecting this to be more towards the end of the year with Christmas and New Year's Day. but I understand that you have to take some time off because we all need some
well,
time
yeah,
off.
And I mean, it's
I'm
not like
Ryan
I'm
North,
taking
sorry,
a lot of time off. Oh, and I just want to let everyone know, Bobby, you brought up a really good point. Yes, we will be having Daytime After Dark on the day after Thanksgiving. And I always have the title of it called Thanksgiving of the Soaps.
Well, that would be a show I would tune to. And unless one of the high school football teams are still playing in the playoffs, I can probably be able to make that show. Even though it would be sports on Thanksgiving Day and the day after Thanksgiving, I don't mind talking about anything, but
You
unless
guys...
I want to watch a, unless I want to watch a old YNR or Bone Duval show that I haven't seen or seen in the last couple of years. I think I can just bring that up to just say, well, that was a good show, but I think this leads into maybe the, perhaps the storyline that's actually going on, like what they're doing with General Hospital on ABC during the holidays and stuff like that.
You guys, do you want to hear something funny? Did you not interrupt you, Bobby? Did you want to hear something funny? Guess what day Christmas is on this year?
A Friday.
Uh-huh. So I was gonna be really, really funny and ask everyone now, do we want us to have a show on Christmas? Sorry. I'm being funny. Megan, you know I'm being funny, right?
I'll be still enjoying my Christmas toys by then. I'll be enjoying my Christmas toys. Hopefully by then, I can be able to just tell you what I got and stuff like that. Unless you want to have a special edition on a Saturday, then we can just cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, I mean, we could always have it for the 26th. I mean, I know Christmas Day would be not a great day to have it because, you know, everyone is doing their Christmas thing. But I just thought it would be funny and put it out there because, we want to still say our thoughts and prayers are going out to the Van Patten people. And today's birthday is Molly from General Hospital. Her birthday is today. So
Marla West? Oh, not Marla West.
No. Yeah, thank you, David. I couldn't think. And let's see. I want to go see Magic Mike in the next 2 weeks, and I will tell you guys all what I think of it, and hopefully Maggie will see it too. And
Right. And before I go, I just want to say, I'm not too sure if I'm going to actually join you guys on January 1st or not, because I might be out of town or something. But other than that, I'm still calling in a couple of weeks. So with that being said, I wish you all the best. And Maggie and Carly will keep in touch during the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And David, yes. If you ever need to get a hold of me for any reason, Facebook me and I will get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Megan, you and I talk 24/7, so you know.
You have a good night, Carly.
Good night, Bobby. Okay. You guys,
Bobby?
We are ending the show.
Yeah, Maggie.
We will be back on the 31st. Night, guys.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
On July 15th, it's Amazon Prime Day. One day only, with more deals than Black Friday. Exclusively for Amazon Prime members. Big day, offering thousands of amazing items. Sign up for Prime Day.
No. Why do they keep telling me that? I'm not giving up blue cars, buddy.